We're kind of done with power.
Woo! The world is... The world does revolve around me.
It wouldn't be a Mac event if some kind of cool thing weren't revealed, the word cool having another meaning. In this podcast covering Steve Jobs' Macworld keynote address, a glimpse of the company's new laptop. This is PodTech News, powered by PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez.
There is one more thing that I want to talk about. You know, there's been this pesky little problem of the PowerBooks. You know, it's not a secret that we've been trying to shoehorn a G5 into the PowerBook and have been unable to do so because of its power consumption being unrealistic in such a small package. We've done everything engineering that was possible engineering-wise. We've consulted every possible high authority, you know. And one of the things we said when we were switching to Intel was it wasn't just about performance. It was about performance per watt, because that was what was going to let us get these things into notebooks. So let's take a look at where we came out, performance per watt. If you take a look at the G4 chip that we have in the PowerBooks today, it's got 0.27 performance per watt. Now, to put a G5 in, which has got a lot higher performance, we needed a higher performance per watt, too, so that the power didn't go up with that performance. Well, it turned out that the G5 was even worse than the G4 in terms of performance per watt, which is what kept us from doing what we wanted to. But the Core Duo was designed for this from the start. Look at that. And so it is 4 times better than the G4 and 4.5 times better than the G5. And so today we are introducing a new notebook computer that we are calling the MacBook Pro. It's a new name. It's a new name because we're kind of done with power, and because we want Mac in the name of our products. So MacBook Pro. And this is the new MacBook Pro. It has an Intel Core Duo chip in it, the same as we're putting in the new iMac, which means that there are going to be dual processors in every MacBook Pro. So, what does this yield? This is hard to believe, but this is what the numbers tell us. 4 to 5 times faster than the PowerBook G4. These things are screamers. 4 to 5 times faster. Let's take a look at the numbers. So, a PowerBook G4 compared to the new MacBook Pro Core Duo. Integer. 4.5 times faster, 6.7 to 30.3. Floating point, 5.2 times faster, 4.9 to 25.6. 4.5 and 5.2 times faster. So, the new MacBook Pro is the fastest Mac notebook ever, obviously. It's also the thinnest. It's an inch thin, and it's even a hair thinner than the 17-inch PowerBook. It's the thinnest one we've ever shipped. It's got some amazing new features, too. First of all, it's got a 15.4-inch widescreen LCD display that is as bright as our cinema displays. Really bright. It's a gorgeous display. And it's got an EyeSight camera built in. So now you can have video conferencing right out of the box and on the go. It's great. For those of you that ever carried an EyeSight camera with you with a PowerBook, boy, this is heaven. So video conferencing to go. And let me just go ahead and give you a demo of this right now. Let's see now. Who could I call? Oh, there's Phil. Let's go ahead and call Phil. Where's Phil, I wonder? There he is.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm out here in the audience. I got a brand new MacBook Pro with its built-in EyeSight camera. It's a blast.
There's Phil right there.
This is totally cool. I can have so much fun. Watch this. Woo! The world is... The world does revolve around me.
We've known that for quite some time. This is really great. Well, thank you, Phil.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
This is awesome. So video conferencing on the go, you just saw it working over wireless networking. It just all works right out of the box. And another great feature is we've got the IR sensor and the Apple remote. And so we have front row built right in to the new MacBook Pro. So you can enjoy your media from across the room, best media experience in the world. So another really cool feature. We call this new feature MagSafe. Now, how many of you have ever had your notebook go flying off its work surface when somebody caught your power adapter cord in their foot? Right? Whether it's your pet or your kid or your roommate, well, this is going to end that. Because the MagSafe connector is a new power adapter that we've got with a new connector that's magnetically held in, and if when the cord gets yanked, it just pulls right off. It works beautifully. And this is going to save us all a lot of hassle, you with getting your notebooks fixed, us with having to fix them. It's going to save us all a lot of work because it just yanks right out, nothing gets damaged, and patent pending, the new MagSafe power adapter. So, 1 inch thin, 5.6 pounds, the new MacBook Pro. It's got some amazing standard features. Just to review them, an EyeSight video camera, Apple remote with front row, MagSafe power connector, backlit keyboard with the ambient light sensor, scrolling trackpad, which is fantastic, sudden motion sensor, which, as you know, Apple invented and holds all the patents for, a DVI video out, which will even drive your 30-inch cinema display if you want it to. And, of course, full digital, optical, as well as analog audio in and out. So these are just the standard features. We're offering the MacBook Pro in two models, a $1,999 model with a 1.67 gigahertz Intel Core Duo, 667 megahertz frontside bus, which is four times faster than the PowerBook it's replacing, half a gigabyte of memory, much faster graphics, again, the ATI Radeon X1600 graphics chip, built-in wireless networking, and the new express card slot, which is the new industry standard built right into the MacBook Pro from the start, and a $2,499 model, which is faster processor, more memory, bigger hard drive for those folks that need a little bit more. The new MacBook Pro. 4 to 5 times faster. We'll be shipping in February. We are taking orders starting today. If you want one, I would suggest you get your order in early. We are thrilled with this product, and we'll be shipping them next month. So, the new MacBook Pro, it's joining the Mac family along with the new iMac. We're going to transition all of our products over to be using Intel processors through the course of this year. And if you'd like, I can show you that Intel ad one more time. So let's go ahead and run it.
The Intel chip. For years, it's been trapped inside PCs, inside dull little boxes, dutifully performing dull little tasks, when it could have been doing so much more. Starting today, the Intel chip will be set free and get to live life inside a Mac. Imagine the possibilities. Woo.
So, as you know, we had a pretty busy year last year, lots of new products. But while we were doing all those new products, all the work for these new products was also happening. And I would like all the folks that from Apple that have worked on the new iMac, the new MacBook Pro, iLife, iWork, all of the OS software for these new Intel-powered Macs to stand up and just let us recognize their hard work. Thank you. These folks did an incredible job. And I'd like to recognize one other group of people, most of whom are not here today, and that's the folks at Intel who we've partnered with who've also done an incredible job helping us. I'd like to just recognize them too. Thank you. One last thing. You know, Apple was founded on April Fool's Day in 1976. We thought that was funny at the time. And what that means is that Apple will be 30 years old this April Fool's Day. And I don't know what we're going to do for it, but since we may not see many of you before then, I just wanted to point it out. 30 years making the best personal computers in the world. So, thank you. Thank you so much for coming today and learning about our new products. We've got them all out in the booth. Go get your hands on them. I think you're going to love them. I certainly hope you love them as much as we do. Thank you very much. See you soon. Thank
you. This is the last podcast covering the complete Macworld keynote address delivered by Apple CEO Steve Jobs on January 10th, 2006, at the Moscone Convention Center in San Francisco. I'm Jason Lopez. This is PodTech.net.